Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. We welcome back Lee Harris from Blue Marine Travel. How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks, Rhea. Thanks for having me once more.
Yeah, well, you know what? In today's day and age, it's imperative that we have these updates because things are changing so quickly. And it's not just for the regular traveler, but it's also for the seafarers as well, because quarantines come into place in certain countries that you have to pay for. And as we saw in the case of last week, we did an announcement. And then just as the announcement went out, or just as our interview went out and our advisory went out, there was an announcement by the Nepalese government. What was that?
Yeah, I mean, it was perfect timing, really, wasn't it? Literally, as the interview went out, the Nepalese government decided to announce that they were going, well, it was supposed to reopen the 17th of August airspace for Nepal, but unfortunately, they announced exactly as the interview went out that they were going to push back the date to the 31st of August. Unfortunately, this is due to the increasing number of cases of COVID once more in the country. However, I would treat the new date of the 31st of August with some trepidation as the number of cases continue to rise on a day-by-day case. So that is what they're saying at the moment, but we've already seen two or three times already that that's been pushed back, so it's likely to happen once more again, unfortunately. We have been trying to reach out to people with regards to repatriation flights. The Nepalese government this Monday announced repatriation flights to bring 500 people from abroad home daily. As per the decision, 300 of the passengers should be brought based on recommendations by diplomatic missions. So, unfortunately, seafarers wouldn't be able to come from that. But there are an extra 200 under the Foreign Employment Welfare Fund repatriation program. Trying to get the information for this is proven slightly tricky. So, what we would recommend to any crew who are desperately trying to get home at the moment is to speak to their local Nepalese embassy to get more information. We are in contact with some people in Nepal to try and get some more information on repatriation flights. Obviously, once we have that information, we will share it on this show and on social media.
Well, and I would definitely, for anybody out there, if you're on LinkedIn, I would definitely connect with Lee because, excuse me, every single day you have 10, 15, 20 different updates. That's how quick things are changing right now, is that consistently I am watching you and there's like every few minutes, there's a new update that is going out straight across the face of the planet.
It is, yeah, it's crazy. It's just like you say, especially this week, it has been exceptionally challenging this week. What with, like you say, with the EU, I mean, some of it's not specific to seafarers, but it's still important to get the information out there. EU, especially the UK now getting France and the Netherlands were quarantined, and you're seeing people trying to rush back to the countries to beat it. So, it's vitally important at the moment to get the information out as quickly as we possibly can.
Well, I think, within the EU now too, it's not just the UK, but within the EU, they're shutting down countries one by one. I know that with Spain, for example, Germany and the UK have now put it on a no-fly list.
Yeah, you're finding more and more countries that's happening. Spain seem to be singled out at the moment. Their cases are rising once more, which is extremely unfortunate. And most countries are now putting them back on that quarantine list. I believe Italy have also put Spain on there as well. And there's a couple of others. I was just literally just reading up on it before we came to do the interview, so that will be going on LinkedIn very shortly as well.
Now, what's going on with South Africa? South Africa was probably one of the most difficult places to get in and out of when this all started happening. And is it still?
It is, yeah, it's still a challenge. I mean, it is probably the most asked question that we get on a weekly basis with regards to crew trying to get home or to get back to work. Unfortunately, I've not got the greatest of news. There's still no definitive date when commercial carriers are going to be allowed to fly back in and out of the country. However, slight silver lining is that the repatriation flights, they seem to be moving South African crew in and out of the country on a more regular basis now. They do seem to have a process in place. We're not seeing the cancellations that we were getting beforehand, where people were getting to the airport or whatever, and then they're finding out that the South African government had denied the request of the flight at the last minute. Thankfully, that doesn't seem to be happening at the moment. I'll just quickly run through a couple of the flights that are going to be operating in this next week or so. So KLM have announced flights on the 28th of August to Johannesburg and to Cape Town from Amsterdam. I will just specify the crew need, if they want to book them, obviously they can reach out to us. But please note, however, that on these, the flight closes for bookings on the 20th of August. So it's 8 days before the flight goes. So you do really need to get your plans in place, get them firmed up, and then get yourselves ready for the flight. Qatar Airlines also has a flight on the 24th of August from Doha to Johannesburg. Again, we would tell crew to get these flights booked up as soon as possible. That's to allow the documentation needed by the South African government and Durco to be processed in time. For crew wanting to get back to work from South Africa, and there are also a number of flights operating, Lufthansa have a flight departing Joburg to Frankfurt on the 28th of August. Qatar Airlines has a flight departing Joburg on the 28th of August also. And KLM have a flight Joburg to Amsterdam on the 29th of August and from Cape Town to Amsterdam on the 30th of August. Again, in particular with the KLM flights, these have to be booked no later than the 24th of August.
So there is good news in the fact that things are starting to move. And if you're a seafarer, the ability to come in and out of the country. What happens when they're repatriated? Is there a quarantine time frame once they get back to South Africa?
Yeah, so there is. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. There is also the option that people, as long as they live within 3 hours of the airport that they're arriving into, that either that being Johannesburg or to Cape Town, they can apply for the self-isolation instead of the mandatory quarantine. It's not guaranteed that they'll get it, but we have seen a few of the people that we've booked anyway, they've managed to do the self-isolation rather than the managed quarantine, which is good. I believe at the moment the time frame for the managed quarantine is 7 days. I will have to double check it. That's what it was. It may have changed. Fingers crossed it's not. It's not gone back up to the 10 or 14. But yeah, unfortunately at the moment, if you don't manage to get the self-isolation exemption, then you do have to go into the managed quarantine.
And is there a cost associated with that in South Africa? Because I know now Australia and New Zealand, you have to cover those costs yourself.
You do. At the moment, as far as we're aware, South Africa is still funded by the government. We've not heard that crew going home are having to pay for that. Like you say, Australia and New Zealand is a completely different kettle of fish where they are now making people pay. But as far as we're aware, South Africa is still funded by the government.
Okay. Now, Australia, the number of passengers in and out, has that become limited?
It has, even further, unfortunately. They did limit it earlier. It's gone down even further. This week, we've been looking at flights for crew that we have for the super yachts based in Australia, and it's seriously, seriously decreased to an extent where we're really struggling to get anything for August and even the beginning of September now. But just so crew have got some kind of heads up of the numbers that are allowed in at the moment, for starters, Melbourne Airport is currently closed to all international travellers until the 24th of October, so nobody can fly in there internationally. This also includes for transit purposes as well. At Sydney, they have capped their passengers to between 30 and 50 per international flight. Perth has capped numbers to 40. Brisbane is down to 25, so that's increasingly difficult to get people onto those flights at all. And Adelaide is down to 60. These are all to be reviewed on the 31st of August.
Wow, quite the changes. Now, straight across the board, airlines are requiring face masks, but they're actually getting stricter with the type of face mask now that you're needed.
They are indeed, yeah. What we've seen as well is, unfortunately, some people are taking face masks almost to a fashion. You know, or they're trying to be fashion conscious and they're trying to get all these new crazy ways of wearing them. And unfortunately, airlines are cracking down on it. They've spotted it. They're not happy about it. And like we say, a number of carriers have announced that they will no longer allow passengers to travel wearing face masks with what they call exhaust valves or vents. American Airlines are the latest to announce this week. As from the 19th of August, it's mandatory to wear a face mask that doesn't include these. Or that is made from lace fabrics or from mesh. At this moment in time, American Airlines will provide a suitable replacement at the airport. However, we are seeing more carriers tighten up on the type of face mask. So we would suggest all crew travelling refer to the specific airline's website to confirm the exact type of face covering that has to be worn. Just another point on this, Philippine Airlines are now making people wear face shields and not face masks.
Wow. So do they have to wear face masks and the shields or just the shield?
As far as we're aware, it's just face shields. It has to be the full face shield on Philippine Airlines flights.
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, something to just common sense. You would think that somebody would realize that a lace face mask is doing absolutely nothing. It's like wearing nothing, really.
I just think it's, you know, certain people are trying to flout the laws, trying to find ways of being different, trying to be quite cool and quirky and all the rest of it. And unfortunately, when you're talking about a pandemic, the airlines are not going to, you know, they're not going to be happy about it. And, you know, people are being turned away, or, you know, they're being told you either have this one that we've got here, or you don't fly at all. And in some cases, if people are refusing to do that, then they are barring them from flying with them.
Interesting. Now, with the EU, a lot of things have shifted in the past week, but it doesn't apply to seafarers because seafarers have an exemption, no?
That's right. Yep. So seafarers are exempt, especially with the UK. Obviously, this week they've announced that now people flying from the Netherlands, France, Spain are all going to have to come back and do the 14-day quarantine. It doesn't apply to seafarers. As long as you've got your discharge book or your yacht papers, then you are free to travel without the 14-day quarantine period.
So, what do you see happening in the next week? Do you think we're going to see another very active week as we did this past one?
Yeah, probably so. It seems to have sort of ramped up again this week. You know, we sort of plateaued for a little bit where it seemed that we were getting back on an even keel. But it unfortunately just seems that, you know, once you start letting people travel, which, you know, is a necessity in this day and age, there's no way around it. People have to travel. But when you do that, then you start to see the cases start to spike again. So there's probably going to be quite a few changes once more this week, so it's going to be good to touch base again next Sunday, Monday.
Well, I did notice that there are some airlines that are now saying that there has to be a test prior to boarding.
Yeah, so there's quite a few. Etihad, Emirates, they're two specific that definitely need PCR tests before you travel. I've seen British Airways are now talking about, it's not come into place yet, but I've noticed they're now in discussions with regards to having a PCR test literally before you fly, almost as a check-in procedure that you have the PCR test. That's to safeguard the airline and their crew. It's also to help people if they're traveling to a country which requires quarantine. So they are trying to find ways to, you know, stop the necessity for people to have to spend 2 weeks in quarantine, but at this moment in time, there's nothing finalised.
Well, I mean, it only makes sense to me, and I don't know why they didn't start this at the very beginning when they started airlines up again, was you have a test prior to getting on board. If you come back positive, then you don't get on that airplane. But a lot of airlines, what they did was they would either test you when you got to your destination, which to me makes no sense whatsoever.
That's right. Yeah, stick a person on a plane with 300 people and then test them when they get the other side. It's
Well,
mad.
exactly, especially because it's like 7 to 14 days until you could possibly see the symptoms. So what you've done is you've just exposed an entire plane load of people, 300 or so on people, and who knows how many you're going to have it at the other end. And they say that the airlines are very well ventilated, et cetera. The air quality is amazing, but that still doesn't negate the idea that you're touching, you're close in close proximity. Once you get out of the airplane, you're actually standing in line. There's so many points of contact when you travel. And the idea that they would just throw them on the plane and test them when they got there, just it always kind of didn't sit right with me, I guess.
Yeah, no, I think I would imagine probably airlines would be the first to admit as well. They probably were slightly slow to react. But I would say that also it's the same with airports as well. You know, certain airports have been slow to react, and I think they're now realizing that they need to, you know, catch up, because if not, we're going to go back to where we were back in March, April time, and if it's going to shut down again, that's no good to anybody. You know, that's not me speaking. Obviously, you know, it's paramount to us that airspace stays open, you know, for our business, but just in general life, you need to be able to travel. You need to be able to get out and do stuff. So airlines and airports, they were slow to react, but they are trying to catch up now.
Wonderful. Well, Lee, once again, your information has been absolutely invaluable to us, and I look forward to every single week when we get the chance to chat and find out what's going on around the world. So thank you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Ray. I love it.
And this time I hit record.
Ha 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 ha.
Right. For the viewers out there, there was one week where I didn't hit record. We did an entire interview, and I had to we had to redo the interview. So yeah, so now it's morning coffee prior to talking to Lee. But thank you, Lee, so much. We do appreciate your time. Once again, it's been Lee Harris from Blue Marine Travel for your weekly crew travel update. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again for another episode.